welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
I'm in California, along with 37 million other Californians, and we're having a hard time breathing these days with all these fires and the smoke. For listeners that haven't lived in an area where there are wildfires, it's a fascinating experience. Not only is it horrible for people with asthma and COPD, but even for those who are otherwise respiratorily unimpaired, it's just disgusting. I mean, you know, you walk out, your car is covered with ash. And anyways, you've picked a poem this week that focuses on COPD. Just a little bit of background. Not long ago, the Global Initiative for Chronic Obstructive Lung Disease, often abbreviated GOLD, was convened by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, the NHLBI, for those of you that are acronym fond, and the World Health Organization. I might as well give you that,
WHO.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, all these GOLD, the NHLBI and the WHO got together, and they attempted to provide some standardization for the management of acute exacerbation of COPD. They define COPD in a relatively broad way. Their definition is an acute event characterized by a worsening of the patient's respiratory symptoms that goes beyond normal day-to-day variations and leads to a change in medication. So I don't think any listeners would disagree with that. It generally includes acute changes such as increases in cough, both in terms of frequency and severity, increased in sputum production, in volume, or in changes of character, such as color or viscosity, and lastly, dyspnea. So the management of patients with moderate exacerbations of COPD is now becoming a little bit clearer. You found a poem. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It starts on page 35. It attempts to answer the question, is triple inhaled therapy for COPD more effective than dual inhaled therapy? Mark, what did they do and what did they find?
Yeah, this was a good study. It was industry sponsored, and the results were spun a little bit in a way to make the outcome seem more positive, but we'll get to that. So when I talk about LAMA, I don't know how to pronounce it, long-acting muscarinic antagonist. A LABA is a long-acting beta agonist. And so triple therapy includes an inhaled steroid, a LAMA, and a LABA all inhaled. The steroid in this study was budesonide. The LAMA was glycopyrrolate, and the LABA was formoterol. They randomized 8,600 patients who had poorly controlled COPD who were already taking at least two of these drugs to one of four regimens. The first one was triple therapy with 320 micrograms of budesonide plus LAMA plus LABA. The second was triple therapy with 160 micrograms of budesonide plus LAMA plus LABA. The third group got just LAMA plus LABA. And the fourth group got an inhaled steroid plus a long-acting beta agonist. So about 30% of these patients had a post-bronchodilator FEV1 of 50 to 80% of predicted. 60% were 30 to 50% of predicted, and 10% were actually less than 30% of predicted. So fairly moderately severe COPD. Primary outcome was the rate of moderate or severe exacerbations, and severe was defined as hospitalization, while moderate was any exacerbation where they got at least 3 days of a steroid or an antibiotic. Groups were similar. They did the analysis using a negative binomial regression instead of just doing straight up comparison of rates. And they don't really ever justify that. I suspect if you did straight up comparison of rates, you might not find as favorable an answer, but I haven't confirmed that, statistically, but it just seemed like an odd way to do the analysis. After 1 year, there was no significant difference between groups in the rate of severe exacerbations. The range was 0.13 to 0.16 per year in the four groups. There was a difference if you added in the moderate exacerbations. There were about 1.24 in the triple therapy groups, 1.47 in the steroid plus LABA, and 1.63 in the LAMA plus LABA. So the LAMA-LABA group did worst, the triple therapy did best, and the inhaled steroid plus LABA was in the middle. That's about one fewer moderate exacerbation every 4 years when you compare steroid with the LABA. It's about one fewer every 2.5 years comparing LAMA with LABA. Again, these are moderate. There was no difference in severe exacerbation, so all of this difference is driven by the moderate exacerbations, which basically meant taking a short course of an antibiotic or an oral steroid. The results were generally similar between the two budesonide doses, and there was no difference in mortality or serious adverse events. So a lot to cover there. Big study, complicated study. Bottom line, triple inhaled therapy with a steroid plus a long-acting muscarinic antagonist plus a long-acting beta agonist reduces the likelihood of moderate exacerbations a little bit more than LAMA plus LABA or an inhaled steroid plus LABA. The difference is small. It's of questionable clinical significance. There's no clinically important difference in severe exacerbations. They didn't see a difference in mortality. There was another study, generally similar patients, that did see a mortality reduction for triple therapy. The number needed to treat for 1 year was 120 if you compare it with LAMA-LABA, and 360 if you compare it with steroid plus LABA. So I think clinically, my bottom line is that for these patients with moderate to severe, you start with a steroid plus LABA, and that if they're not being well controlled, if they're having frequent exacerbations, then consider adding the LAMA to that.
Great. I was worried that somebody might, instead of adding a LAMA, add a alpaca, but they could do it with the LAMA and the LABA. Yes. It is asking a lot of patients. My patients usually talk about the blue inhaler or the red inhaler. So having them on this complicated regimen perhaps risks issues around adherence to instructions. But so what you're suggesting is start with a dual, and if that doesn't appear to be effective, to go to the triple.
Yeah, and you know, with the thought that you have to look at who was included in these studies. These were people who were selected because they had relatively poorly controlled COPD. So I think when you're just starting someone out, certainly the dual therapy is totally appropriate. But this does suggest that there's a small benefit, and in concert with the other study results, that there's a small mortality reduction. Again, the NNT was 360, so that's a lot of people. You know, you mentioned the color. You're absolutely right. And actually, other countries have codified that so that certain combinations are always a certain color. So if a patient says blue inhaler, it's albuterol or you know, bronchodilator. Or if it's pink, it's a steroid. And we haven't done that here. And I think that's probably because companies have certain marketing designs on certain colors. And but it sure would be nice if we could agree on that. I think it would make our lives a lot easier.
Right. You know, one other quick observation, you know, not about the negative binomial regression. I have nothing to add. I'm not even sure I could describe that. But I was taken aback about the patient population that, you know, 41% you said were smokers, which suggests that, boy, we could do a lot better. If they could decrease the smoking, we might be able to reduce the exacerbations.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Obviously, that's a huge opportunity. And, you know, unfortunately, it's tough to quit smoking, you know, and these are patients, the mean age is 64, about 60% were men. And I'm sure many of them have tried before, and I'm sympathetic to that. But yeah, that's a great point.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.